Welcome to the Recovery First Services of Greenville podcast with Mike Todd. Tune in for messages of hope, healing, and transformation as we bring inspiring stories and recovery shares, all helping bring insight to the path of recovery. Now here's your host, Mike Todd.
Hey, Mike Todd, Recovery First podcast. What an amazing week it's been for Collegiate Recovery Week. We started out at the Capitol, Columbia, at the State House, and we just kind of went from there, and it went off like a rocket ship or something. So I just wanted to share about this because we came back to campus. We did a Table Talk Tuesday with some folks in the community, and everybody was just like real. There was about 15, 16 of us, and just talked about, like, we told our stories and we talked about, like, you know, just kind of like where we're at. And of course I talked about my fears and all this revolving around my new position here as Director of Collegiate Recovery for Greenville Technical College. And the fact that, yes, I myself will be becoming a student. because they said, if we give you this job, you got to get a degree. And I'm like, okay, went to college but didn't finish. But anyway, we had that, and then we had an open house, and we had about 30-something students that came and ate pizza. We gave out T-shirts. It's absolutely amazing to see everybody out with the Greenville Tech Collegiate Recovery T-shirts. People on campus, I mean, it's buzzing. People know we're here. But, like, what I want to share on this morning real quick is the family aspect of substance use disorder and its effect on the family. Because yes, we identified as we got out here and started, like, talking to students. Yesterday we had our spring fling. We had a table there and it was really cool. We had music and we had food trucks and all that good stuff, and all the four-year colleges came out and spoke with the students. But one thing that I really captured, and there's always like a theme for the week, it seems like, and it was families suffering too. And I talked to a few students that seemed to be like suffering in silence over a mother, father, both, that were suffering from substance use disorder. I want to make it perfectly clear that we're here for them. They have a place here. We have a student peer support, Mr. James Rainey, who is just amazing. He's got 14 years in long-term recovery. We have a social worker here, Miss Janice, who is just phenomenal. And we are here, like, we want this to be a place that they can come. These folks that are really struggling, and I can tell you right now from personal experience, it's hard. It's hard to go to school when you've got that kind of situation in your family. You know, we don't know what people, and like students, go through the night before they come to school. Some of the things that I went through, and, you know, I'd have to get up and go to school, and I don't even want to talk about it, you know, some of the things, because, you know, I definitely had that in my family. My father, you know, definitely struggled with mental illness, struggled with substance use disorder, struggled with trauma, all these things. But the point is that they have a place here. We care about them. It's a safe place. We want to listen to them. They have our heart. I know they have my heart. And it means so much when one of them looks at me or looks at Miss Janice or looks at James
and they say, you know, I'm not struggling myself, but like I'm living with a parent that's really struggling. And we want them to stay in school. We want them to graduate. We want them to be like have great lives and families and all that. And so if we can just be that little piece, and I promise you one thing, we are the biggest cheerleaders here for students. But I just want to say this, like Greenville Tech has so many things. Yeah, collegiate recovery, so many things, counseling, so much support. There's so many things here for their students. And they can connect to it all here. If we can't get it done here, I mean, if you're struggling, man, if you need some, like, it's tough out here. If you're going to school and you need some help with food or whatever, we got programs for a little bit of everything. But this is for families also. And so I just want to make that clear, and I hope we can, we're going to continue with these recovery shares, and hopefully this summer we're going to have some live podcasts and some other things, but Recovery First Podcast, keep tuning in for information, for education, and always a little bit of humor.